Welcome, dear listeners, to another episode of MC Campground Chronicles, a podcast presented to you by Modern Campground. Today, we journey to the heartland of Kansas, where the untamed wilderness plays host to the enchantingly unique campground, Whispering Pines Sanctuary. There, under the great azure sky, the prairie wind whispers tales of a time long past, while the earthy aroma of the fertile soil promises stories yet to unfold. In the heart of this splendid natural amphitheater, we find our protagonist gazing at the endless horizon. Landon Barlow is a man of the land. His eyes, the color of rich amber, have a sparkle that mirrors his love for nature. As the owner of Whispering Pine Sanctuary, Landon has seen the seasons change and the campground grow, but his story isn't just about maintaining a campground. It's about the fusion of his passion for botany and camping, and how this unlikely combination led to something breathtakingly beautiful. Landon was not your average campground owner. He was a nature enthusiast, an amateur botanist, and a part-time educator, but above all, he was a dreamer who believed in the power of nature to educate, inspire, and transform. Landon faced a unique challenge at his beloved Whispering Pines Sanctuary. His campers loved the serenity of the outdoors, but many remained oblivious to the wealth of plant life that thrived around them. Seeing this disconnect, Landon envisioned a project that would not only engage his campers, but also foster a deep appreciation for the local flora. The seed of the Campground Herbarium Project was sown. The idea was to create plant press books filled with specimens of local flora. It was a grand plan, but executing it was fraught with challenges, and the road ahead was strewn with uncertainty. As he mulled over his options, Landon considered different approaches. He thought about hiring professional botanists or turning it into a purely educational project for schools, but in the end, he decided on a community-driven approach. He believed that involving the campers directly would create a sense of ownership and love for the local plant life. This hands-on approach would also make the learning experience more authentic and rewarding. The implementation of the project was not a smooth journey. There were roadblocks, unexpected hurdles, and times when it seemed like the project would never see fruition. But Landon, with his unyielding spirit and undying love for nature, persevered. He faced every problem head-on, learning and growing with each challenge. The impact of the Herbarium Project on Whispering Pines Sanctuary was profound. It transformed the campground from merely a place of retreat to a vibrant learning environment. It fostered a sense of community among the campers and sparked a love for nature and botany that transcended age and background. Landon's story is a testament to the power of passion and perseverance. It shows us that even the most unconventional ideas can lead to exceptional outcomes when pursued with dedication and love. His experience at Whispering Pines Sanctuary offers valuable insights for other campground owners who wish to create a unique, engaging, and educational experience at their campsites. So remember, next time you sit by your campfire, look around. Every leaf, every flower has a story to tell. All they need is someone who is willing to listen. Someone like Landon Barlow, the man who made Whispering Pines Sanctuary more than just a campground, but a living, breathing herbarium.
I have always been fascinated by the diversity of flora around Whispering Pines Sanctuary. More than 200 different species call this place home, each with its unique charm and beauty. My challenge was to bridge the gap between the oblivious campers and this wonderful world of plants. I wanted to introduce my campers to the locals, not the humankind, but the green, leafy, and often overlooked residents of the campground. I wanted them to explore, learn, and appreciate the wonderful array of plant life around them. The first hurdle was how to make the learning interesting and engaging. I mean, let's be honest, not everyone finds the scientific names of plants and their characteristics a fascinating subject. Moreover, some campers were there just for a quiet retreat, and the last thing that Wes wanted was a lecture on botany. I needed a solution that was fun, engaging, and had a personal touch to it. I explored several options. I thought about setting up a guided nature trail with placards, featuring the different plant species. I also considered arranging workshops with botanists, but both these ideas seemed to lack the personal touch and engagement I wanted to achieve. That's when I came up with the idea of the Campground Herbarium Project. It was a project where campers would create their own plant press books with specimens of local flora. I believed this would make their learning experience more personal, fun, and memorable. Implementing the herbarium project was a journey filled with surprises, both pleasant and challenging. The first step was collecting the specimens. Guided nature walks were arranged where campers could collect plant samples under the supervision of trained staff. This was to ensure we were not harming the plants and only collecting what was needed. The campers then learned how to press and preserve these specimens. It was delightful to see the enthusiasm among the campers, especially the young ones. Their eyes would light up every time they found a new plant, or when their pressed plants took on a new artistic form. But it was not always smooth sailing. There were setbacks, too. The unpredictable weather was a constant challenge. Rainy days would dampen our collecting efforts and prolong the drying process of the specimens. There were times when the specimens would not press well, leading to disappointment among the campers. However, these challenges only fueled our determination. We learned to adapt, innovate, and stay patient. Seeing the tangible impact of the herbarium project on the campground has been incredible. The campers began to see the campground with a renewed perspective. The once unidentified plants now had names, and with names came a sense of familiarity and connection. The plant press books became a cherished souvenir of their stay at Whispering Pines. The project also sparked curiosity among the campers. They started asking questions, eager to know more about the plants around them. It turned the campground into a vibrant classroom, where learning was not enforced but enjoyed. Looking back, I have realized that the key to the success of the herbarium project was the hands-on experience it provided. It was not about passive learning but active participation. The campers were not just spectators, but became a part of the story. They were collecting, pressing, and preserving the plants themselves, which made the learning experience more intimate and rewarding. The project also reminded me of the importance of perseverance. Every roadblock, every setback, was a learning opportunity, a stepping stone towards success. It reinforced my belief that if you are passionate about something and are willing to put in the effort, you can turn any challenge into a triumph.
As we journey back from the inspiring story of Landon Barlow and his campground herbarium project, we are left with a deep sense of admiration and a multitude of lessons. Landon's vision of transforming an ordinary camping experience into a vibrant learning expedition stands as a testament to the power of passion and innovation. His story has shown us that even the simplest, everyday elements of nature can become the source of great joy and education if we take a moment to appreciate them. The Herbarium Project wasn't just about creating plant press books. It was about fostering an environment of curiosity, nurturing a community that values nature, and bridging the gap between us and the green expanse that surrounds us. Landon's challenge wasn't merely to make campers recognize local flora, but to make them see that every leaf, every flower has a story, a life that needs to be acknowledged and appreciated. Landon's journey isn't just his own, but a blueprint that can be followed by other campgrounds facing similar challenges. It demonstrates the power of experiential learning, the effectiveness of community engagement, and the value of perseverance. It reminds us that every obstacle is an opportunity for innovation and every setback, a chance to learn and grow. As we wrap up today's episode of MC Campground Chronicles, we leave you with the beautiful imagery of Whispering Pine Sanctuary, a place where nature meets education, where camping transcends recreation and becomes a journey of learning and discovery. We hope Landon's story has inspired you to look at your own campgrounds with a fresh perspective, to see the untapped potential and the countless stories waiting to be told. Thank you for joining us on this fascinating adventure. If Landon's story has sparked your curiosity and you're eager for more, do subscribe to our podcast. We have many more inspiring chronicles to share, tales of challenges, innovation, and success from the most unexpected corners of our campgrounds. So tune in to the next episode of MC Campground Chronicles, and let's keep exploring the wonderful world of camping together. Until then, remember, every leaf has a story. Are you ready to listen?